That's right. This is the number one radio show for more than 25 years in a row. This heap of steaming garbage is right here. It's the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.
We got an email from one of our 85 Heidis.
Hey, Heidi.
She wrote in rad@radradio.com, and she said, Rob, please stay fat for a while. I can't stay something that I'm not. That's ridiculous.
Oh, boy, denial.
Really? Really? 176.2 pounds at just under 5'11".
That was 2 weeks ago? 1 week ago?
It was a couple weeks
ago. Like five years ago?
It feels like it.
Heidi says her reasoning for that is Brandon is on fire, I wish, and has made me belly laugh more than I can count. Well, I can relate to that.
Ho, 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 ho.
Since you have decided to become a fatty, P.S. I love you. Do you?
If you need any tips on being fat, and you'll know what that means as you go along, just drop me a line. I'm here for you. I'll teach you the tricks.
If you're a welfare recipient and you're just waking up to start your busy day.
Good morning.
Here's a recap via emails from allegedly working Americans.
Nom, nom, nom.
What you missed on today's show, Graham. All right, I threw these in so that we could actually go back to, we were talking about Maynard from Tool. Brandon this weekend is going to his 60th birthday party concert at the Hollywood Bowl.
That's amazing.
I'm so excited.
And so Maynard was in an interview said, you use your cell phone, you're out. I kick you out of the show because you're ruining it for other people. You're not experiencing it the way you should. You're not in the moment. People behind you, they shouldn't have to watch it. So we had a little back and forth debate. Dawn said, look, let people enjoy the show the way they want to. I wish people would make the right decision, but don't be an elitist and tell people. I told Dawn why she's completely wrong.
Of course, I don't have to be wrong because I don't agree with you.
And there was a moment there where Brandon had a thought and then he forgot it. We made him write it down. So Julie wrote in and said, sometimes people need to be taught manners and how to behave with things like your phones. I don't have a problem with him denying phones because he's enforcing manners. If you don't like it, don't go. You don't have to pay for it. But if I pay good money to see a show, I want to see the show, not have to deal with you in front of me with your cell phone.
Fair. Mm-hmm. I mean, all fair and all valid, and I will tend to feel the same way exactly, but I just disagree with you on one thing. And maybe my heart's been hardened too much to it. I'm glad you still have hope. A grown-ass adult who's at the show who still thinks it's okay to do that and not pay attention to people around them, they cannot be taught manners. If they have not been taught already as a grown-ass adult living on this planet for however old they are, they're not learning now because of Maynard.
That is absolutely true. They are getting kicked out of the show, though.
Right, yes.
Brandon's seen it, and that's cool. One other, Matt says, the problem with the concert is you have no control over other people. I love it. If you don't like his rules, don't go. And he is being reasonable by allowing you to record the show at the very end.
Oh,
I'm glad he is speaking for the rest of us concert goers. What was the thought that you wanted to get in there, Brandon?
So Dawn mentioned that the concert goers jump through hoops and have all these obstacles to get to a show, especially if it's at the Hollywood Bowl.
Costs a lot.
Ton of money. Oh. Yep. Getting child care for whatever reason, which is all valid. And yes, that is something that we all have to consider. But at the same time, the artists put on a show. They rehearse everything that they put into that.
That's
show
their job.
The job is to put on a show, and when you're a concert goer, you go there to watch the show.
But see, listen, when we're talking and I hear what he's saying, it's very hard for me because I'm torn between it. But now we're getting into a performer should be able to perform regardless of what's going on in the audience. A true talented performer will not let those things bother them. They'll go on, they'll perform, right? When people are God, which one was it where maybe they were arguing or something and someone stopped the show? And it's like, really? You let that get in the way of you performing for the other 20,000 people that were there that didn't even know this fight was happening down below or argument or whatever the hell it was. You got to be a pro and put your show on.
I agree. Yeah. And they do put on a show. They are pros, but they're also trying to make their money. And they're all, but at the same time, the way that Maynard is looking at it is it's all about the experience. And I love it when people stop the show for crowd surfers that get injured or little like women who are in the pit who get trampled all over and nearly, you know, strangled by all the pressure.
Yes.
I like that they stop the show for that kind of thing.
That's something major, right?
That's life-threatening.
That absolutely. Thank you, Kyle. Exactly. And if they don't for some reason see security isn't on it or whatever, yes. But in general, with how that started out, they're also practicing. Yeah, yawn, yawn. Give me the violin. Of course they are. This is their art. This is what they do. They want to put on a show, and they make good money for doing it, as they should make good money for doing it. But, yeah, so I don't know. That one's separate for me.
Well, touring is expensive, and they have to make their money, which, yes, they do, but it's probably not as exorbitant as it may be.
I still cry a river on that one in comparison to what people have to go through to get there.
But people,
if we're talking what the artist has to deal with to put on the show, that's his job. That's what he signed up for. That's what he's doing. And if we're comparing it to what people go through to love your art,
what they
and to
choose
be able to get there,
to go through.
Choose to go through, yes. Mm-hmm. And again, this is a tough one because it is so rampant. And this is where we see the worst of humanity is with our phones and how we abuse them in public, and we're so rude around other people.
So is it just like if he sees you using your phone, if you like make a call, is he still going to kick you out? Or is it only if you just get the recording going and the flash everything in the background?
Yeah, all that. Like, because it's obvious when you have your arms straight up and you're looking through your phone and you're not paying attention, you get the flashes. Yes. And to that point, if you're going to be filming the whole concert, you're going to post it up onto YouTube for all the other people to see that didn't pay to see that show. So it's money out of the artist's pocket then as well.
And you're most likely like, look at me, I'm at the show.
Maynard's right for all of those reasons and more. Dawn's completely wrong.
No, I'm not at all. Not completely. That's a superlative, and Rob doesn't do superlatives.
Except when something is completely wrong.
I'm not. There's nothing completely wrong about a lot of things
you
I said.
You just used a superlative to combat my superlative.
I'm allowed to use superlatives.
There's nothing.
I'm not anti-superlative. You are.
We did also talk about, now I forget what it's called. Sorry, is it an entropy? I asked in the pressure cooker if you have emetrophobia.
Emetrophobia?
Something.
Emetophobia.
It's the fear of vomiting. And Brianna wrote in and said, I have this. I live on Zofran. It affects my life. And then Brandon said, oh, God, I feel bad about even making noises like that. And I said, gee, this is why Brandon and I are different. The minute you say that, I want to play this.
No! And I hope she didn't hear all that.
She did. She wrote back.
Yes.
One more time from Brianna. She says, the fake vomit noises aren't my favorite, but I tell myself I can't catch it over the radio.
Good, good, okay.
That day that Rob threw up on the air, I threw up too.
Oh, no.
Sorry, kiddo.
You got a sympathy throw up.
Yeah, I'm just doing the act of mimicking a vomit. I almost vomited just now.
Brianna says, what really gets me is when someone touches me or shares something with me and then proceeds to tell me they were throwing up the day before. I'll think about it and worry for weeks that I'm going to get whatever they had. Oh, okay. I see.
You're a germaphobe, too.
Right, exactly. Well, and very specific, probably. Uh-huh.
She's probably worried about it because it's going to cause her to vomit.
Yep. Steven wrote in because Brianna also said if she throws up, she passes out. And then she wakes up and she sees what just happened and she passes out again. Steven says, I suffer from this as well. It's called vasovagal reaction. It's not fun. I woke up with a 3-inch gash over my left eye once.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking of her as the woman. Oh, like, God. I wonder if she's been pregnant and had any kind of morning sickness.
Oh.
Right? Like to vomit and that wouldn't you, right? Like you'd be so afraid you're going to fall. Yes.
And you can't avoid that, right? You can't take can you take Zofran when you're pregnant?
Ask your gynecologist.
Yeah.
If you watch us live on Rad TV at members.radradio.com during the commercial breaks, you occasionally get a question of the day. Email in your answers. We save them for the end of the show. What was today's question?
What would you do if you had to choose between wealth and fame, and why?
It was a hands-down, unanimous decision. Everybody made the right choice. Mm-hmm. They just had different reasons. Alex says, I would hands down choose wealth over fame.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do not like people enough to have to be on all the time in public. Mm. Being wealthy and being able to have my own life and spoil my family in private would beat fame. Okay.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Eric says, I would choose wealth. With wealth, I can enjoy life the way I choose. Take care of my family and establish a family legacy. I don't care what strangers think of me. So fame doesn't really matter to me. Sorry, he wrote game. I'm like, wait, what? What does this have to do with getting chicks? Brian still made the right answer. Says, I would pick wealth. Fame is fleeting. Plus, I don't like people. Imagine being chased or asked questions every day when you went anywhere. I don't have to imagine it, Brian. I'd be in jail for punching people, he says.
I feel like fame is like... It's more of like you want to be so self-absorbed, right? I think like there are some jobs you get into, and that's not the reason you got into it. Certainly not the reason I got into this job, and I don't even think Rob did. It's just something I mean, first of all, cameras and all this garbage wasn't even around when we got into radio. It was like seen, not be heard, not be seen.
Of course, cars weren't around when we got into radio.
Exactly.
Either.
So there's, for me, I'm just, I it's wonderful that you do know who we are, and you're very lovely when we meet you. But like, for me to sit there and go, I want fame because I want people to know me, that's just like, that ooks me out. I just, because of the choices, I would just automatically choose money.
All of these answers, by the way, are indicative of the fact that our audience mentally and emotionally is very mature, because you ask this question somewhere else to a different group of people, like, oh, I just want to be famous. I want the clicks. I want the likes.
God, no.
Last one is from Lori Wealth Over Fame 100%. I would hate to live my life in the public eye, and don't even get me started on the skeletons in my closet.
Oh, boy.
I don't need anyone digging up my past.
Oh, no.
If you stick around on Rad TV or members.radradio.com or on the Rad Radio app or in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM, the Mixed Pick Sports Show is minutes away. For the rest of you, we're back tomorrow.
Okay, that does it. Screw you guys, I'm going home. Talking poo is where I draw the line.
Go on and go home, you fat chicken.
Bye, diddly eye. So long.
God bless you.
See ya, I'm glad.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Homer.
Take care.
Adios.
So long.
Very well.
Dar, bon voyage.
Toodle-oo.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara, dude.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Ha-ha. So long, stink town.
Well, goodbye.